We still have women coming in on a weekly basis who are struggling to come out, struggling with their sexual identity. And it's not about themselves individually, or, you know, as themselves. It's about what other people are going to be, how they're going to face their families, how the families are going to react. If they have children, how are the children going to be safe? Are they going to, you know, suffer from homophobic bullying in schools? Work colleagues, you know, is the work environment friendly?
Sinead Murray is one of those people who found it difficult to tell her loved ones that she was gay. She says it took its toll on her health.
For myself, in the 2 years that it took me to accept that I was gay, I'm a lesbian, mentally, it took a lot. It took a lot on my health, mentally, physically. Physically, I thought self-harm because I just didn't think I was normal. It took a lot out of me to 2 years, kind of, even my friends. I didn't go to anyone. I just kept it in because it wasn't normal.
JP McCarthy from the other place in Cork City came out when he was 17 and says it took him a while to come to terms with who he was.
You feel sick when you're trying to tell them, you know, because it's such a, you've kind of been hiding this thing for years and years. Obviously, I was 17, but, you know, I was probably 12, 13 when I knew. And when you're going through, like, school and everyone else is talking about, you know, your male friends, oh, they have all girlfriends, and do you have a girlfriend? And that's really hard because you're kind of lying, going, yes, I do. You really fight it and you think that you're wrong, you think that you're disgusting, that this is not a normal thing. And it does take time to come around.
Tune in to Red FM at lunchtime tomorrow to hear how people reacted to those who revealed the truth about their sexual identity.